Hi, Paddy.
Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
You've been quite a pleasure.
Where am I going? Am I going here?
I'll
follow you.
Upstairs. What's the same word? Upstairs in the tent.
No problem.
Now.
Hello.
Oh,
how are you, Kitty? How are you?
You're grand.
How are you?
Who is this girl? That's Jennifer.
That's Jennifer from WLR.
I work in WLR.
Francis Lang's daughter. Oh, you're...
How are you? See you later, man. How are you, Kitty?
Did you and we got on good for an old one, sure.
Yeah. I made it short of the 100 anyway, didn't I?
How are you feeling?
God, I can't complain. I couldn't be better. In a way, now, you know, I'm 100, Charlie, and what can you say? I got there.
You did.
That was the main thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, like...
But you're in good enough health, are you?
Pardon?
You're in good enough health.
I happen to pay in RNA. Isn't it wonderful? You know, when I thank God for it, I really thank God for it. I'm a good hand at the praying.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you think the praying helps?
I'll tell you now. I wouldn't be here in this bed. I thank everybody. And they're all so good.
What's the secret to getting to 100?
I'll tell you now what I've done with my life. Mm. Like the song, I did it my way. Do everything you can as good as you can. But... all advice is take them. But, there is a but.
Okay, go on, what's the but?
The but is, consider them all before you make any decision. See what will suit you.
Take your time and think about it.
Take your time, don't go, you can't do what everyone tell you, because everyone will tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But you can't do it.
So use their advice, but make up your own mind.
Make up your own mind, and it is no harm in taking a bit of good advice. But I wouldn't individually take anyone's advice. I think for myself.
And is there anything else in terms of your lifestyle? Or
I never drank.
No, never drank.
Never drank.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I never drank.
Or smoked.
And I had three sisters, and they never drank.
Yeah.
If you know how to take a drink, it's like everything.
In moderation.
If you know how to take a drink and sit down casually and have a nice drink, it will relax you and it's good. Yeah. But how many know where to stop? How many know that?
Well, that's good advice anyway.
And that is good. I'd say that is good advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must be your own person if you're not... You only belong to the public, and I wouldn't have that. I always say to the granddaughters, don't be minding what anyone else will say. Think for yourself, and you know what to do, and just go and do it.
Yeah.
I'd listen to them all, insult nobody, but be a good, if you can be a good listener, and in the end, but I'll tell you one thing. This is not the Ireland I grew up in now.
Very different, I'd say, yeah.
This is not the Ireland I grew up in.
What's different, Kitty, do you think?
The people are different. The nature is not in the people now, of long ago. You know, we had nothing, but we had everything at the same time. We had happiness and, you know, in our own little way.
Nobody had anything.
No.
So everyone was the same.
That was the same, Jen.
When did you move down to Portlaw, Paddy?
We moved the 29th of March, 2000. We've been up the high road 42 years.
And why did you move down after all that time?
Why did we move down? We moved down for convenience. That is so convenient, and we knew... I knew everyone anyway, but maybe yourself didn't.
Yeah.
The best move of our life, actually.
Really, do you think?
Yeah.
You would have known everybody between Kilmeaden and Portlaw, I'm sure. And and then you have neighbours beside you and on the streets and, you know.
You do, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's nobody that you wouldn't know now, bear the younger generation. I wouldn't have a clue at the moment. but I would know every one of the old stock.
Yeah,
that includes myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you're out and about a lot, so you like meeting people and...
Oh, I do, yeah. Always did, and I like talking.
Chat, yeah.
I'd be getting into trouble over me talking. But we won't say by who.
But that's the nice thing about living in a village, isn't it? That you go to the shop and you meet you loads of people, and you're still driving.
Yes, I am. I'm getting away with it so far, and I'd be 90, please God, in December.
So you're looking after Kitty a lot of the time and...
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah. Like, we have three marvellous carers coming in.
Yeah.
And they does the morning, midday and the night, the evening time. So, like, we're well fixed, and then I does what I can do.
Yeah. So you're married 68 years, is that what you said?
1957.
And how did you meet? Do you mind me asking how you met?
How did we meet? Yeah. God, I'll tell you how we met now. I was with the county council, cottage repairs, and we were working up at the house, Kitty's home place in the Harlan.
Mm.
And I happened to be, I was with my father at the time, I was only a guy soon.
Yeah.
And sure, turned the work was bothering me.
68 years is unreal, isn't it?
It is. 68 years, 1957.
Yeah. And your son is Pat.
My son is Pat, and we have two granddaughters, and our daughter-in-law, Dale's, and the two grandchildren, Aoife and Eimear.
Pat's in Dublin, but he's down to you a lot.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He comes down every week. There's not a week go by.
Yeah.
You could see him twice in a week sometimes.
Yeah. I presume people around are very good to call, just like Anne was in here a few minutes ago calling, so people are dropping in and out all the time.
Look, we have brilliant neighbours here.
Three wonderful carers. Wonderful carers.
It is.
They wouldn't let anything undone, and they're so nice. They are wonderful now, the three of them.
So, Paddy, Friday now is the big day. Friday. What's the plan?
The plan? There's not any real plan, Jennifer. Had ourselves been... mobile, I'll put it that way. We would have had a bit of a celebration down in the hall. We would, but it's not possible.
But you'll have a few callers and all that, I'm sure, won't you?
Oh, God, we will.
You'll have to stop them, I'd say. They'll be queuing outside.
I tell you one thing, Jennifer, I could give you a job maybe at the gate.
Well,
at the door, I should say, sorry.
We have a nice and quiet, only family.
Lovely, yeah.
Only,
anybody else who
come
around.
You know, I wouldn't be able now for a crowd.
I know.
But they're all welcome. Yeah. It will be open for them all to come and go.
Yeah.
We'll have the family. There'll be tea and a little celebration down in the kitchen.
Are you looking forward to Friday?
I'm looking forward to it. But at the same time, you know... I wouldn't be that foolish that I wouldn't know how much further can I go.
With everything, Jen. My first job in the morning is go down to the super, get the paper, the buns, right there for another one.
And you watch the telly. Do
you know Judge Judy?
Do I know Judge Judy?
You know Judge Judy.
I certainly do. I have two youths, and I only have one woman to look after. I got two of them to look after.
Judge Judy.
She's able to put them all in their own place. Judge Judy's the woman.
You watch Judge Judy every day?
Every day and night. Except when there's anything on themselves want to see.
Yeah. And you listen to the radio? Don't you?
Oh, I do. Love the radio. I like the radio.
Yeah.
And I like it not because yourself.
Yeah.
I love the local thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like the local radio.
Yeah.
It's great. It's, people come on that you know, maybe. And the different things that people go through in life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be very, very good. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And himself, Damien, Damien is good.
Yeah.
He's good at the job, isn't he? Yeah.
Damien Tiernan.
Yeah.
Damien Tiernan, yes.
Yeah.
John O'Shea, I mean.
Yeah. John.
We listen to him every...
Did he play
requests? God, he's a marvellous man. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Friday as well, or how do you feel about it?
I'm looking forward to it. Yes, I am, yes.
Yeah, big deal.
To be honest, it is a once-off, and it is something going to ever again come. Unless there a miracle happen and we go to 200.
We lucky we pulled down to Portlaw. They couldn't be nicer or better. I could say Portlaw people, they would do anything for you if you wanted them. Oh, sure, we had it great, and we had it. You'd have your ups and downs the same as every house.
Yeah.
But like the fella said, we got on with it and we kept going, kept to ourselves. Whenever you have a trouble, there is no good in going out in the street with it. Get on with it yourself.
Yeah. Well, look, enjoy Friday. I hope you have a lovely day.
I know that. And thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
And we'll get on. Oh, I'm looking forward to it, like.
Yeah.
And they all are.
And having the family around, and
and they are not able to do enough. Yeah. Only for himself, I would, however good everyone is, I couldn't be here because he's always there, and he's there in the night, and he's there at all the times. Oh, he's always there. Yeah. We'd have our arguments, but I'd straighten out the pot. You know, I'm still the boss.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't.
And you know, they're 10 years in the difference.
I heard that, yeah. So he's a younger man. He's a younger man.
And you wouldn't be asking me my age now, right?
But before anything, I told him my age. I told him before ever he made the plunge. And, well, we're still here.